Well, that number is a wonderful way to welcome you to our commencement concert tonight. As I looked on the program, I wondered, what is that? And Brother Reem was like, just wait. And so we thank you so much for being here. These are special 2 days for us, today and tomorrow, as we honor the class of 2023. And tonight, you've caught us in a moment where we present our annual commencement concert, and it's a little bit out of the ordinary. And we don't typically have this many instruments out here and in these services, all the timpanis and all the different things. And so we're pulling out all the stops tonight to present some music to you that I hope will be a blessing and encouragement to you. And as we get a little farther into the concert, you're going to notice some of the sacred things that will be done right before the brief message tonight. And so I want to say to our visitors, thank you for coming. And for your loved one, for a family member, maybe that you're here for, and I hope that you'll absorb all of this in. It's for our graduates, but it's also for you, and I pray that it'll be a great 2 days for you. So let's begin with a word of prayer, and then after I'm finished, I'm going to step out of the way and let Brother Reem and his crew take the rest of the time through the remainder of the concert. So let's bow together in prayer. Our Father, we thank you, Lord, for this evening, and we thank you for these students, their hard work. We thank you for the musical leadership that has driven them to practice and to, Lord, to refine their talents. And I pray tonight that as we see these things on display, that, Father, all of us would understand that every good and perfect gift comes from above. Lord, the talent, the ability that you've given. And I pray that these young people would leave here and use it for your honor and glory. And so we pray your blessing on this concert tonight. And we ask these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Charlottetown, burning down, goodbye, burning down to the ground, goodbye, Lila Jane. Ain't you mighty sorry? Goodbye, goodbye. Ain't you mighty sorry?
Ain't you mighty sorry, Charlottetown's burning down, goodbye, goodbye. Burning down to the ground, goodbye, Lila Jane.
Ain't you mighty sorry,
goodbye, goodbye.
Ain't you mighty sorry,
goodbye, Lila Jane. Charlottetown's burning down, goodbye, goodbye. Burning down to the ground, goodbye, Lila Jane.
Ain't you mighty sorry,
goodbye, goodbye.
Ain't you mighty sorry,
goodbye, Lila Jane.
Goodbye, Liza Jane. Ain't you mighty sorry?
Goodbye, goodbye.
Ain't you mighty sorry?
Goodbye, Liza Jane.
I researched that the best I could. We don't know what Charlottetown it's talking about. We don't know who Liza Jane was. And we especially don't know why nobody raised a hand to put the fire out, but they sang about it. But what a wonderful American folk song. And such a beautiful job the ensemble did. Now, and we'll get the pianos ready now, and we'll have an opportunity to hear the first movement of the Grieg Piano Concerto tonight. We're thrilled that Larissa Downs can be our piano soloist. I will serve as her orchestra on the second piano, and so we'll just get the pianos ready for that in just one moment.
Thank you.
from time to time here at the college, we like to have a little fun. And we might just peel the curtain back tonight and let you see a little of the fun that we like to have. This particular number represents sometimes what you may have experienced as a child with your parents. I know I certainly did. I've got to find the music.
Young man, it has come to our attention that you have been behaving badly, badly, badly. I, your father,
I, your mother,
I, your sister, we, your family, insist on an explanation. What do you have to say for yourself? Speak up, speak up,
speak up,
speak up, speak up.
But first, a word from your father.
When I was a boy, we had none of the advantages that you have today.
That you have today.
We knew what it was to slave to earn a dollar. We slaved to earn a dollar. The time we walked miles through the snow to a one-room schoolhouse. Happy to have the opportunity to receive an education.
So happy.
What do you have to say for yourself? Speak up,
speak up,
speak up, speak up. But first, a word from your mother.
After all I've done for you, is this the way that you pay me back? After all I've done, is this your thanks?
After all she's done, is this your thanks?
My parents never did for me what I've done for you. Never did for me what I've done for you.
Never did for her what she's done for you.
I really don't know what in the world I can do with you. What in the world can I do with you?
What in the world can she do for you?
You will be the death of me, oh. What shall I do with you?
What shall she do with you? What do you have to say for yourself? Speak up. But first, a word from your sister.
Must you always look like so?
I'm not so ashamed to be your sister.
The boys I know never act like you do. They are perfect, they are perfect, they are perfect gentlemen.
They are perfect, they are perfect, they are perfect gentlemen.
And I've been meaning to speak to you about your friends. I never be seen with them.
Oh, what a bunch. What do you have to say for yourself? Speak up, speak up, speak up, speak up, speak up. When
you say may be true, for at this game of life I'm still new. But may I just say one word?
Speak.
Help.
Perhaps the fun might get a little out of control sometimes, but we certainly do have a good time serving the Lord, and there's a lot of joy in our lives, and it just sometimes comes bubbling out like that. Another piece that is going to be, I think, a fun piece for us before we turn our attention toward our sacred music tonight in preparation for the message is this song, My Favorite Things.
And then methought my dream was changed, the streets no longer rang. The sun grew dark with mystery, the morn was cold and chill. Again the scene was changed, new earth there seemed to be. I saw the holy city beside the tideless sea. The light of God was on its streets, the gates were open wide.